there are parades, and then there are parades. In Pyongyang today, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in attendance, they laid on quite a show. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was there.
This is Kim Il-sung Square. We're in central Pyongyang. We are awaiting the start of a military parade marking the 70th anniversary of North Korea, awaiting the arrival of Kim Jong-un, who's expected to address the crowd in the square, which, of course, is named for his grandfather, who came to power in 1948. You can see around me balloons in the air, all sorts of photographers swarming the roofs around us, trying to capture this action as we await the arrival of Kim Jong-un and this anniversary celebration kicking off. And kickoff it did. More than 2 hours of pageantry. Bands and fireworks and tanks and North Korean specialty. Goose step. By some standards, this parade was actually restrained. No ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, no direct references to North Korea's nuclear weapons, both of which have appeared in previous parades here. Instead, wave after wave of soldiers, but also civilians, waving fake cherry blossoms. If you were trying to decipher the messaging, it was maybe an effort not to antagonize. 3 months after Kim's summit with President Trump, and as U.S.-North Korea relations appear stalled. Kim Jong-un has just arrived in the square. I think he's assumed a position up in that top balcony overlooking events. He did not, in fact, address the crowd, a break with recent precedent. He strolled a balcony high above us, both arms up, waving. Kim presides over a small country with a small economy, which has been further crippled by sanctions. He's made a point recently of saying he wants to focus on that, on building the economy, a message that, at least here in Pyongyang, seems to resonate.
A clear show of force and a clear show of deference to Kim Jong-un. He came to power young, untested in 2011. He presides today over the square name. On Kim Il-sung Square in the middle of a military parade in Pyongyang.